The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Janice Peary for the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Read to Succeed, a program especially for young children. Now, today is the first day of October. And now, between now and the end of the year, we have 3 months. And in each of these 3 months, there's a very special day. And these are always fun. So, in October, what do we have? We have Halloween. In November, we get to Thanksgiving, and that's lots of fun, too. And then in December, we have Christmas. And also, for those of you who are Jewish, there is Hanukkah sometime in November or December. It changes from year to year. But now let's go back to this month, October, and of course it's Halloween. So I found some spooky stories for you and some fun stories for you, and I shall read them today. Our first one is called Claudia's Cauldron. So a cauldron is a great big pot. One evening, Claudia was playing in the garden when she found a black pot with three legs. "Well, that looks just like a magic cauldron," said Claudia. "I wonder if I could cast a spell." She put some rose petals into the cauldron with some strawberries from the fruit patch and said the magic word, "Abracadabra!" Poof! A large cake decorated with strawberries and sugar roses appeared in front of Claudia. "Yum," said Claudia, eating it all up. "What a great cauldron." Next, she put into the cauldron a hairbrush, a sugar cube, and a piece of bread. She said the magic word, and pop! A black pony appeared in the garden and started munching on the grass. "Wow," said Claudia in surprise. "I've always wanted a pony." She sprang into the saddle and rode around the garden 3 times. And then she jumped down beside the cauldron once more. "Now for the biggest spell of all," said Claudia. "A spell to make sure that I never have to go to bed again." Into the cauldron she dropped a broken alarm clock, a bedtime story, and a picture of a star. And then she rubbed her hands together in excitement and said the magic words, "Abracadabra!" And then Claudia waited and waited and waited, but nothing happened. "Well, I'll try again," said Claudia, this time calling out the magic words a little louder, "Abracadabra!" But still, nothing happened. "Claudia," called her daddy from the house, "time for bed." Claudia sighed and trudged reluctantly towards the house. Even the power of magic could not stop the bedtime from happening. That's the end of that story. It's probably good that we all have to go to bed once in a while, because otherwise we would be so tired if we never had to go to bed again. Our next story is a famous story, and it's called The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Once a young boy named Franz worked as an apprentice to a sorcerer. Sorcerer, as you know, is a magician. Every day, the sorcerer gave Franz a long list of chores to do around the castle, while he disappeared into his workshop to chant spells or journey to nearby while the sorcerer disappeared into his workshop to chant spells or journeying to nearby villages. But Franz wanted to learn magic. He knew the sorcerer kept a spell book in his workshop, and he longed to read it. So he decided to sneak a look the next time the sorcerer went out. One day, as the sorcerer was getting ready to leave the castle, he ordered Franz to clean the floor of the great hall. "Fetch the water from the well with this bucket, then carry it to the big stone container in the hall. When the container is full of water, scrub the floor with this broom." And as soon as the sorcerer left, Franz rushed to get his master's spellbook. Inside, Joseph saw a spell that could bring spell objects into life. The broom could clean the floor by itself, he cried excitedly. As Franz chanted the spell, the broom suddenly sprouted little arms and leapt into action. It carried the bucket to the well and fetched the water to fill the container. After a while, Franz noticed that the container was overflowing. There was water all over the floor. "Stop!" he shouted. But the broom didn't stop. Panicking, Franz grabbed an axe and chopped the broom into small pieces. But the little pieces of the broom sprouted arms too, and soon there was an army of new brooms. The sorcerer returned just as the overflowing water reached Franz's knees. "Please forgive me, Master," Franz cried. "I just wanted to try magic." The sorcerer was angry. He chanted a spell, and in an instant, all the brooms vanished, and the water disappeared. "You have much to learn," the sorcerer told Franz very sternly. "I promise to work very hard," the apprentice replied. "Well, very well," replied the sorcerer. "You can start by cleaning the floor the old-fashioned way." And that's the end. So, our next story now is one that takes place on Halloween. Let me find it for you. It's called Popcorn. So, there's a little bear named Sam, and he invites all his friends to his house for a Halloween party. So, here we go. One fall night, Mama and Papa Bear went to a Halloween party and left Sam home all alone. So he called up his friends and invited them to his house for a Halloween party. And he told each friend, "Wear a costume and bring something good to eat." So there's Sam dressed up like a pirate that he made himself. The first to arrive was Betty. "I brought some popcorn for the party," she said. The second to arrive was Billy. He brought popcorn, too. Betty was dressed as a witch, and Billy was dressed as a king. Bernie, Bonnie, and Buster also brought popcorn. Bonnie was wearing her tutu and ballet costume. Bernie was wearing a space outfit, and Buster was dressed like a little devil, and also there was, I'm not sure who, someone else brought, I don't know who this other bear is, but he bought Mustang mustard popcorn. So he brought mustard popcorn, ooh, and the little guy dressed like a little devil, who was Bernie, I believe, no, Buster, he brought red hot pork popcorn. And Bernie, who was dressed as a space explorer, brought space dust popcorn. So anyways, we had everybody brought popcorn. The party was lots of fun. They played basketball in the house. They played checkers. There's the little girl dressed as a witch sliding down the banister. And there's Pin the Tail on the Donkey with Sam blindfolded trying to pin the tail on the donkey. And there's the little mouse standing in the corner. And the fireman grabbing another bear, protecting the fireman bear, a friend that's dressed as a fireman, is helping another bear out the window, pretending that there's a fire in the house, and lots of things going on. One friend was dressed as Superman Bear, and he was hanging from the lights above the couch. So they were doing lots of things, some of which weren't the best things to do, especially the kid hanging from the from the ceiling in onto the light fixture. You could easily pull that out. When Betty said, "Hey, let's pop all that popcorn," everyone thought it was a good idea. With some help from his friends, Sam lifted Mama Bear's great big kettle onto the kitchen stove, and they poured in all the popcorn. Oh, my gosh, that was a lot of popcorn. What do you think is going to happen? He added some oil and some salt and turned on the stove. Soon it began to pop. Pop, pop, pop. There was so much popcorn, it quickly filled the kettle and spilled onto the floor. And it kept spilling. There was so much popcorn, it filled the whole kitchen. In this picture, it's up to everybody's waist. It was almost like they had to swim through this popcorn all in the kitchen. And then it spilled out into the living room. It filled all the rooms downstairs and crept upstairs. There was so much popcorn, it filled the whole house, even coming out the chimney at the top of the house. That is scary. What happened? Help! Who turned out the lights? Get me out of here. Where did everybody go? Some party. That's all his friends. And there, no, I can't see any friends in this picture. Just tons of popcorn and different voices calling out from under the popcorn. Get me out of here. I want to go home. Everyone wanted to go home, but Sam said, "No, you got to stay and help me get rid of all this popcorn, or I'll be in big trouble." So everyone started to munch and crunch and munch and crunch and gulp. They ate all the popcorn. They ate and ate and ate and ate and ate and ate and ate. There they are. They're at least coming out the top of the popcorn. The popcorn isn't so deep anymore. And ate and ate and ate until the popcorn was all gone. But now everybody feels so sick because they're so full of popcorn. They probably never want to eat popcorn ever again. "I don't care if I ever see another piece of popcorn in my whole life," said Buster. "I feel like my stomach is going to burst," said Betty. "Mine too," said Bobby the Bear. Let's see what happens next. Sam felt the sickest of all. He said goodnight to his friends and cleaned up. All his friends are walking home. They're all feeling sick. Sam really felt sick. He went to bed. Later that night, Mama and Papa Bear came home from their party. "Wake up," they said. "We brought you a present." "What is it?" asked Sam, because he had been sound asleep. "Guess what?" "What's the present, Mom?" "Popcorn," they replied. And Sam just looked at them and said, "Oh," and went back to sleep. Can you imagine? What a party. What a way to spend Halloween night, getting sick on popcorn. And our last Halloween book that I was able to find is called Little Ghost Makes a Friend. And it's by Maggie Edkins Willis. Little Ghost loves every inch of his neighborhood. But for most of the year, he stays home. He's afraid he'll scare his neighbors. At Halloween, though, Little Ghost blends right in. Boo! Little Ghost and his mom have been haunting their creaky old house, just the two of them, for 100 years. They've seen many neighbors come and go. There's people moving in next door, back and forth, and then new neighbors coming in when the house is sold, and then once again new neighbors coming in when the house has been sold a third time or fourth time. But Little Ghost never felt brave enough to go next door and say hello. "Mom, look," he said. "Little neighbors, new neighbors, and here they come. Beep, beep, here comes the moving van. Beep, 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 beep." And he knows he's going. He decided he this time he might go see them. Little Ghost notices lots of things he and the new girl have in common. They both like to read. They're the mom and their little girl sitting on the park bench reading stories. And there's the little girl playing in the autumn leaves. And there's Little Ghost and little girl coming back from getting their own pumpkins. This time he decides he will do it. I will make a new friend, said Sam. Yay! But the idea feels safe, and it is too small. Maybe it is time to be bolder, but how? Little Ghost thinks. And then it hits him. Tomorrow is Halloween. What better way to make a friend than with my favorite holiday? So he gets out all his Halloween stuff and decides he's going to be a holiday ghost. So he writes a letter, and he has this pumpkin, and he has the pumpkin that he's cut a face into, and he writes a little note that says neighbor and ties it to the top, and then he presses the doorbell. Ding dong! And the note says, want to come over for a Halloween party tomorrow? Your neighbor. Excuse me, who lives in that house? The little girl asked the postman. No one, but some people say it's haunted. And the little girl looks out her window and sees upstairs a little ghost just about her own age. And little ghost is decorating his house, and all of a sudden he hears a ding-dong. And then coming through the mailbox is a note that says, neighbor, I'll be there, your neighbor. So little ghost keeps decorating the house. He has a string of bats that he puts up all over the place, and he has a makeup spider that he ties up, and then he has a happy Halloween sign that he puts up on the wall, and he has another pumpkin that he's carved, and he makes gingerbread cookies that are shaped like ghosts. And he decorates all his cookies. Actually, he's made some candy corn looking cookies, and he's made a skeleton looking cookie or two. He's made a bat cookie and a cat that's black with orange stripes and an orange mark on his ear, on the cat's ear, and he made lots of neat Halloween cookies and treats. He tries to pick out the perfect costume. There he is in a tutu, in a ballerina costume, a football costume, a cowboy costume, a pig costume, a butterfly, a cat, a pumpkin costume, and nothing really looks good, he decides. Little ghost settles into wait. He's actually wearing his cowboy hat. But thoughts begin to haunt him. What if she doesn't have fun? What if she doesn't like my costume? Actually, he's wearing a pig nose and a cowboy hat. And he's wearing butterfly wings. And he has a tail. So he's all sorts of things. Ding dong goes the doorbell. And there, little ghost looks out through the door, and it looks like there's another butterfly ghost with stripes like a bee. So it's not a butterfly, it's a bee, actually. And he wonders, is that it, her? Hello, I'm little ghost. Wow, says the little girl, you really are a ghost. And there's his mom with the little girl. They've come trick-or-treating to him. I'm Anya, I'm so glad you invited me over. Sometimes I get a little scared about meeting new friends. Really? Asked the little ghost. Me too, he says. Come on in. And so little Anya comes in, and she looks at all his neat costumes and Halloween decorations, and they play tic-tac-toe with pumpkins and X marks, and they eat all those good cookies and have glasses of milk with the cookies. And now it's time for tricks or treats. Okay, but first, what exactly is your costume? Asked little Anya. Well, it's a little bit of everything, said little Ghost. I couldn't decide what costume would make you want me to be my friend. Little Ghost, I want to be friends with you just as you are. So little Ghost took all his butterfly wings, his cowboy hat, his football, his tail, and the top of a pumpkin that he had on for a hat on top of his cowboy hat. And he said, perfect. Now we can go. Little Ghost, meet my friends. Friends, this is Little Ghost. And Anya met him and introduced Little Ghost to all her friends from school. And there's one kid is dressed up as a dinosaur, another as a hot dog, and another one as a pig, and another one as a lifeguard, and this one is dressed like a little boy in a tree, another one is dressed like a little green, I guess a green witch. And her friends say, ghost? A real ghost? An actual ghost? Cool! And they're also excited to meet a real ghost. Now, little Ghost loves his neighborhood even more. He loves his new friend Anya, too. But most of all, he loves being his own spooky, sparkly self. And that teaches us we can be our own self and people will like us just for who we are. And that's the end of that book. What ghosts like best. The friendliest ghost in the fairy ground. In the fairground was named Milo, and he loved telling jokes. Do humans like jokes? He asked the other ghosts. Don't ask silly questions, they said. Humans hate jokes. One day, a sad-looking boy named William got on the ghost train. Milo sat next to him. Hello, he said. Do you like jokes? William looked scared, but Milo thought he'd try a joke anyways. What do ghosts eat? Milo asked. Spaghetti! He felt pleased when William giggled. What do you call a train with a cold? He went on. A choo-choo train. And William giggled again. All the way around the ride, Milo told jokes, and William laughed. Is it okay if I come back tomorrow? Asked William at the end of the ride. I've never laughed so much in my whole life. Milo grinned. Of course, he said. And now I know that humans definitely do like jokes. And here's a little poem. Three little ghosties sat sitting on their posties, eating buttered toasties, munching and slurping, with lots of burping. Uh-oh. Oh, what beasties to make such feasties. That's just a very silly poem about ghosts, isn't it? Our last book today is called Here With Me by David Walker. Sometimes I sit and wonder who I would choose to be if I could wish a wish to be a different kind of me. If I were a fox with a tail fluffy red, I'd bounce through the forest till it was time for bed. If I was a bear, all covered in fur, I'd be big and scary. Grr, grr, grr. Or maybe I'd be a mouse so I could squeak, squeak, squeak. On my little feet, I would sneak, sneak, sneak. If I had a choice of who I would be, I wouldn't change a thing so that you'd be here with me. But if I were a sloth moving slowly, slow, slow, I could hang by my toes everywhere I go. I might choose a zebra. Wouldn't that be fun? I'd munch on the grass, then I'd run, run, run. Or I could be a bird singing all day till my beak got tired, then I'd flap, flap away. though if I had a choice of just who I would be, I wouldn't stay a stranger thing. So you could be here with me. But if I were a fish, I would splish splash bubble. I'd wiggle my tail to get away from trouble. I might pick a monkey, silly as can be, and I would climb and swing in my banana tree. But I would never choose a different kind of me, because right here with you is where I want to be. And this story is really about a little bunny and him and his mom. He chooses his mom in the end because that's his favorite place to be. And that's the end of this story called Here With Me. This is an old, old poem. It's sort of fun. And it's called The Owl and the Pussycat. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked up at the stars above and sang into a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussycat, oh, pussycat, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are, what a beautiful kitty you are. Pussycat's cat said to the owl, you elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married. Too long we have tarried, but what shall we do with for a ring? They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong tree grows, and there in a wood a piggywig stood with a ring at the end of his nose, his nose, his nose, with a ring at the end of his nose. Isn't that fun? That is really fun. Here's something called Fun at Midnight. Just as midnight's striking when everyone's asleep, Teddy's yawn and stretch and shake, and out of warm beds they creep. They sneak out from their houses and gather in the dark, and skip along the empty streets heading for the park. And there beneath the moonlight they tumble down the slides and gather, and they swoosh up high upon the swings, and play on all the rides. And when the sun comes peeping, they rush home to their beds and snuggle down as the children wake to cuddle with their Teds. And that is all the time that we have today for Children's Story Hour. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Janice Peary. And this actually is Read to Succeed, not Children's Story Hour, by the way. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For more information about NCRS, visit our website at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you again for listening to Read to Succeed on the North Carolina Reading Service.